Studio 360.
We're not going to put up with it. We will be putting a very big tariff on lumber, timber coming into this country. People don't realize Canada has been very rough in the United States.
That was the leader of the free world talking about the terrible threat from our north. So before we all go crazy and start calling it freedom bacon, I thought this was a good moment to spend an hour taking a close look at some of the great artists from up there. Canadians are reared on our pop culture, but when it comes to Canada's artistic output, Americans can be pretty clueless. So let's not be part of the problem, or if we are, re-educate ourselves. In that spirit, I have agreed to do a Canadian cultural quiz with some of our very own resident Canadians. Can you two strapping young men identify yourselves and say what you do at WNYC, where we record Studio 360?
Sean, go ahead.
Me go first? Okay. My name's Sean Ramesfirm. I am a reporter on a show called More Perfect. So I'm like the in-house Canadian who reports on the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah, and I'm Daniel Guimet. I'm the producer here at Studio 360 that replaced Sean as the resident Canadian on Studio 360.
Wow. And this is the very threat that President Trump is talking about.
It's true.
Our dairy, our lumber, and our radio producer.
All right, so we got this great quiz that I wrote. It's going to be Sean versus Kurt Anderson. First question, who sings this song?
You're going to get murdered. The Tragically Hip, that's a song called Wheat Kings, right?
Oh, you killed it.
That's like the unofficial Canadian national anthem.
So we're done here. You win.
Sundown in the Paris of the prairie, Wheat Kings of all treasures buried. All
right, question two, who said it, Keanu Reeves or Alice Munro? The complexity of things, the things within things.
Keanu.
That is incorrect. It was Alice Munro.
Is someone keeping score? I have one and Kurt has negative one.
All right. Question three. Which Canadian hip-hop interviewer ends all his conversations with...
Keep on rocking in the free world and doo-doo-da-loot-doo.
Doo-doo. Yeah.
His name's Nardwar, the human... Serviette.
That is correct.
See, I mean, this is like that scene in Monty Python, and where they go trying to get across the bridge, and they just suddenly ask all the hard questions.
Give them like a World War II question.
No, we're getting there. Question four, back to the 70s at least. Which of these ridiculously talented people were not involved in a 1972 Toronto production of Godspell? Was it Martin Short, Lorne Michaels, Eugene Levy, or Gilda Radner?
Lorne Michaels.
Oh, you got it. That's right.
And notice I said Lorne like you're supposed to when you're in show business.
Yeah. And now the last question, true or false, was this guy.
If you smell what the rock is cooking.
Was he born in Canada? No.
He was not, but his father... is from Nova Scotia.
That's Dwayne Johnson?
That's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Now, I knew, of course, the listeners at home don't know that my hand was there before this young whippersnapper pushed it out of there. And I knew he wasn't Canadian because he can run for president as he's going to do in 2020.
Oh, very good. That's correct. All right. Well, I'm sorry, Kurt, but Sean is the winner.
What are the prizes? What do I get?
You get temporary asylum in Canada if you like.
I don't need it. He does. And he's really in trouble. He's like the first to go.
Keep on rocking in the free world and doo doo da loot doo
doo doo.